is calling for laborers true in his field. Together the sheaves ere they perish, when mercy no more is revealed, we bask in the sunlight of glory. Starving for life's giving bread. They perish now. Yet Jesus to save them has died. God paid them the debt that we owe them. Those souls who in darkness abide.
The Mission Trail is on the air. It is my happy privilege to introduce to you the Mission Trail with your speaker, Brother Willie C. Murphy of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Please pray that his ministry may be a blessing to all who hear him. And let us remember the words of the Master as recorded in John 4 and 35. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest.
They're perishing now, yet Jesus to save them has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness
And now, here is Brother Murphy.
Thank you, Brother Leslie. And greetings once again to all who are tuned to the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. Coming to you over radio station XEG each Friday night at 11 o'clock. This is your speaker, Willie Murphy, for another of our weekly visits. For our scripture lesson today, please consider this reading in James chapter 1 and verses 22 through 25. I quote, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed." Please observe by the contents of this scripture that there is quite a contrast between hearing and doing. It is one thing to hear the word, and perhaps even be agreeable with it. But it is quite another thing to do the word and put it into practice. What God is looking for is not dreamers only, but those who will put their dreams into actions. And in this way, they may prove a blessing both to God and also mankind. Now, I do not say that one should never have any dreams, for many of the greatest accomplishments of the world have been by those who were considered dreamers. Now, for example, take the well-known writer John Bunyan. Here was a poor man who had very little of this world's goods. He earned his living by mending pots and pans and was known as a tinker. However, his keen sight into the spiritual and eternal things of God brought a change into his life, and he became known as the Dreamer when he wrote his immortal Pilgrim's Progress. But he was not only a dreamer, he was a man of action. This action was to preach the gospel of Christ. He did this unfailingly, without a license from the Church of England, over all the protests of the public officials and others who endeavored to put an end to his preaching, and told him to go back to mending pots and pans. This was a man of action. Now, notice again the scripture reading, for in verse 25 it says, "But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So we see here that God is looking for doers of his word, and not hearers only. He is ever willing and ready and waiting for those who will be doers of his will. Not only is God waiting, but the world itself is waiting for those who will dare to stand for the truth. This is a challenge we dare not overlook. Another scripture in Matthew 21, beginning at verse 28, would be in order. I quote, "But what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. He answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir, and went not. Whether of them twain did the will of his father? They say unto him, the first. Jesus saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you." Here in this illustration which the Master gave, we see clearly portrayed two different types of people. The one son was very agreeable and gave his word that he was going to work for his father. But either through neglect or procrastination or carelessness or a combination of all these things, he failed to carry out his good intentions. His time was wasted. His life was misspent. His father was displeased, and there was no reward for his services. He said he was going, but this he failed to do. There was no action to sustain and prove the words which his mouth uttered. On the other hand, the one son who had first refused to enter into the service of his father later submitted his will and became a faithful son, and his actions proved that he was a different man, because he began to do his father's will. Now let me repeat that what God is looking for in our lives is action. We may have good dreams. We may speak good words. We may think good thoughts. And all of these be within the will of God. But it is not enough to stop here. We must put these thoughts and dreams and words into action. Remember the text. But be ye doers of the word. Here's Kathleen with a poem that will bear out this thought even further.
Practice what you preach. I'd rather see a sermon than hear one any day. I'd rather one would walk with me than merely tell the way. The eye's a better pupil and more willing than the ear. Fine counsel is confusing, but example's always clear. The best of all the preachers are the ones who do fine deeds. For to see the good in action is what everybody needs. I too can do it if you let me see it done. I can see your hands in action, but your tongue too fast may run. The lectures you deliver may be very wise and true, but I'd rather set my lessons by observing what you do. I may not understand the good advice you sometimes give, but there's no misunderstanding the religion that you live.
Thank you, Kathleen. We trust that this poem may cause someone who is listening to the broadcast tonight to do what the prodigal son did when he came to himself. It is said in Luke 15 and verse 20 that he arose and came to his father. Thus he put his good intentions into actions, and he was blessed in his deeds. Now, let us spend a moment in prayer. Our Father, we pray that you would help not only us, but all those who hear the broadcast tonight to be able to put into practice the deeds which will prove that we love God and keep his commandments. May we not do this in word only, but in deed and in truth, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Here now is a song by brother and sister Russell H. Douglas, which I believe you will enjoy even more after I tell you how this song came into existence. A few months ago, brother and sister Douglas were enjoying their ride down Interstate 35 at the close of the day, with no thought of violating the speed limit. To their amazement and surprise, they were halted by an officer with a flashing of his red lights from the patrol car. Imagine, if you can, the surprise when Brother Douglas was informed that he was driving too slow. The minimum speed limit was 40, and he was driving only 38 miles per hour. He informed the officer, "Why, I was over in the slow lane of traffic." But the patrolman came back with this very shocking statement, "Mister, there is no slow lane of traffic on this highway." This, he decided, was surely true, as he saw the cars whizzing past him at a speed of 70 miles per hour, or sometimes even more. After receiving his warning ticket, they proceeded along the highway once again, but his thoughts were still disturbed with this question, "Lord, why did I get this warning ticket?" But when he turned his citation over and read the backside, he saw this statement, "Slow down at sundown and live." This even added to his perplexity, for he had slowed down and yet received the warning ticket. But all of this he brushed aside and considered it within the will of God when the Lord gave him this following song, "Kneel down before sundown and live."
When the sun began sinking far down in the west, many souls that are weary start seeking for rest. The places they seek it are void and so cold. They find they can't buy it with silver or gold. Kneel down, kneel down, kneel down before sundown.
Yes, friend, think how true this is, that what people should be doing these days is kneeling before God and seeking for eternal life.
He will give. Kneel down before sundown. Kneel down before sundown and live. No man does not have it to buy or to sell. Redemption through Jesus will save him from hell. There's no other name given under heaven on earth. Through Jesus we have it, the spiritual birth. Now when people are running on earth to and fro, they are seeking for pleasure, and why they don't know. The why is because of unrest in their soul. The kingdom of heaven should first be their goal.
This message has been brought to you by the Mission Trail of Guthrie, Oklahoma. If you would like to have a printed copy of today's message, you may have one free of charge upon your written request. Until next Friday night at 11 o'clock, this is Willie Murphy saying, may God's richest blessings be yours and a very pleasant good night.
Kneel down before sundown and live.